A reminder, today is Giving Tuesday. Think of your favorite nonprofit. And it comes after several of the biggest shopping days of the year. As predicted by our and CBS's Jill Schlesinger yesterday, Cyber Monday racked in record sales for online retailers. But also, for the first time ever, millions more people shopped online than in brick-and-mortar stores over the Black Friday post-Thanksgiving weekend. Online is ruling, so let's bring in our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Jason Del Rey is senior editor for commerce at Recode. He joins us from New York. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Robin.
And tell us more about what we're seeing. For the first time, the online shopping outpaced in-store shopping. And this was over the three-day weekend. This was before factoring Cyber Monday in?
Yeah, that's correct. And it was, you know, for the last couple of years, it's been close. And there's been, you know, there's been maybe a slight edge to online in recent years. But this year was a considerable edge, about 44% compared to 40% of people said they were going to shop online versus in-store, which works out to millions and millions of people. So it's just becoming habit. You know, the mobile phone is playing a big part, bigger phones, easier to use websites and apps on phones have sort of made it easier to shop from your couch or wherever you may be with family over this weekend.
Well, you make an important point because we understand how people shop online is changing. This was the first year that more than $1 billion worth of shopping was done just on phones and tablets as opposed to computers, and this again over the Thanksgiving weekend. What is the significance of that for retailers?
Sure. I think it actually gives a big edge to the big retailers who already have the edge in scale. So especially, you know, companies like Amazon and eBay, which are technology companies and have been investing heavily in mobile apps, they have an edge just in terms of user experience. And then bigger retailers who can just, you know, who can also spend money to get their tech chops up to date. So I do worry a bit about smaller retailers in this world and whether we'll see, you know, greater market share move to the big guys each year with the move to mobile.
Well, you make the point, though, that the bigger stores, the brick and mortars, Walmart, are making bigger pushes to compete online. And so how is that working for them?
It's still a big uphill battle. One thing they're trying to do is offer incentives to get online shoppers to pick up their orders in stores in the neighborhood, you know, in neighborhoods mm-hmm. around them. That's basically a move to cut costs. Amazon has this huge network of warehouses bigger than anyone else, and so they can ship from relatively close to you no matter where you are. Not everyone else, traditional retailers, don't have that. So they're trying to drive people into stores. Maybe they'll buy something else while they're in the store and save a little money on shipping as well. But again, we're moving to a world where convenience trumps just about everything else for a lot of people. And so they really need to give value back to shoppers to get them to get out of their house and into a store.
Well, you mentioned Amazon, and Amazon is capitalizing on this momentum that's, you know, the wind at its back. It's doing so well. It's calling this whole week Cyber Monday Deals Week. Now, we were hearing from our financial experts that Cyber Monday, that a lot of these big shopping days are really kind of they're a fraud. You know, they're trying to move merchandise, you know. What did someone say? A lot of fire pits in the stores, you know, things that they're trying to offload. Is that also true, and is that going to backfire on places like Amazon?
You know, I think it's been going on for a while. You know, there are types of people who just love the idea of a deal or of seeing a discount sign, no matter what the product is. And so I think there will be a certain segment of the population that will continue to shop this way. I think people who take the time to really look over deals may be disappointed, and at some point, you know, this whole weekend may lose a bit of its impact. But really, you know, I think there are people who still love the idea of the weekend and the right. deal, and it's entertainment for them.
Well, I want to say we mentioned Amazon, and that's almost like saying Kleenex and meaning all tissue. I mean, there are other companies that might also be benefiting from this idea of, you know, online sales. Are there others that are, you know, having great success because of people moving to online?
Oh, sure. I mean, there are plenty of examples. Obviously, Amazon's the big one. Walmart actually acquired a young company earlier this year called Jet.com, which is another big mega store, but it's a young company, a startup. Walmart paid $3 billion for them. And they have a unique pricing model where you save more money as you order more items in your virtual yeah. shopping cart. And so they're benefiting partly by Walmart, partly by attracting some younger shoppers.
Jason Tilray, Senior Editor for Commerce at Recode, as online shopping is just ruling. Jason, thank you.
Thank you.